Hey, it's Josh, and I'm here with Philip of Nothing But Thieves. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. So how's the tour been so far, man? Like, this is the last day, isn't it?
It's the last day. It's been long. We went to America for a month with Mute Math, and then we went all over, and then we came back and did the Muse run for our own shows, so we had to postpone. There's a European run, then European with Muse, then UK Muse, our own UK. We went to Houston last weekend. Just for a festival, for half an hour. We literally got off the flight, did the show, back on the flight. It was ridiculous.
Right, so the Muse thing, that was a bit mad, wasn't it?
Yeah, crazy.
How did you find out? Did their manager call you? Did your manager come in and say?
It was really, really last minute that we got an email, because obviously a lot of bands apply to go and do Muse runs, but we got it. And then we were like, it crossed over with a lot of our own shows.
Right.
So we didn't know for a couple of days whether we were going to do it or not. Because it seemed a bit bad, obviously, pissing off a lot of people that make plans to come watch us, then we had to move the dates.
Wow.
But you can't
turn down the views, right? Incredible opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't really get much bigger, and we struggle to find bands that would be good as a support. Do you know what I mean? We don't really fit with that many people, so Muse just couldn't turn it down.
You've been crazy to turn it down,
but yeah.
Now, I saw a picture of you guys playing Rome, supporting Muse.
Yeah, that was last year. That was just a one-off for Rock in Roma, and that was 36,000 people.
You look nuts.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. Scorching day as well. It was like the hottest summer that Italy have had, that Rome has had for years and years and years. I actually I cooked my iPhone. I left it out in the sun.
Jeez.
And then cooked it, stopped working. I was like, this is shit. Yeah.
Well, so in terms of shows, man, what was your favourite show?
What, with Muse?
No, just in general, I mean.
Joe, the Muse ones have been really, really fun, but nothing really beats having your own crowd. Yeah. And this run has been crazy. We've done the Forum in the HMV Forum. Is it HMV Forum? In London, and that's 1600, 1700 of our own fans, and that was insane. And then we did Norwich UEA last night, which was 1500 again, and just to play so many people going mad, it's just it's crazy. You can't really beat
them. Well, I saw you guys quite a while now. I think it was on the Band All the Music tour in Chinnery, South End.
You're in Chinnery?
I was in Chinnery. You may not know, but I went Westcliff.
Oh, really?
Connor was a few years above me, he was in my brother's year.
Oh, wow,
So it was a bit weird, that's watching. Cool. At one point, I feel me and Connor made eye contact, and he was and I was kind of
Who's your brother?
Alex.
Alex, well, I'll after this, I'll get Connor to come out and say hello to you.
Since then, I'm guessing the tours are, the shows are a bit bigger. But
it's nice to see it gradually, build up. It's it shows that we're not really a flash in the pan or anything. We're grinding. Yeah. We're getting these bigger venues now, which is really amazing. And hopefully this keeps going. That's cool. We went to Westcliff though. I went to Tony Moore.
So Tony Moore, right across the road. Yeah.
Yeah. So and Dom did as well.
Yeah.
Joe and Connor are both Westcliff alumni.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Are they a bit? I'm guessing they're a few years older.
Joe was a year older than Connor.
Oh right.
Yeah. Or maybe two. I don't know. But yeah. But
Fucking
Westcliff boys.
Westcliff
boys. They all thought they were so smart.
We actually really weren't. We just had that title of grammar school and you guys didn't. But
we were all boys Catholic school. We had no chance. Anyone who passed their 11 plus in primary school went to Westcliff. So they always had that.
Alright, so Nothing But Thieves, the self-titled album, great listen. What was that in terms of recording it? How long did that take to record?
Did a week of pre-production and then 2 weeks in Angelic Studios, which is in the middle of fucking nowhere in Oxford. you couldn't even really get phone signal. It's a residential studio, so you stayed there. They had a cook that does all your meals. There's never any reason to leave. And it seemed quite a daunting thing, but it was amazing.
Weeks of pure music.
Yeah, and it just meant that we could really, really just focus on it. There wasn't any, we didn't. Sometimes we might have called our families, but it was a bit rare. So I mean, we were just like just totally focused on it, and that was a really fun experience.
So what's the process of like the songwriting and like all the parts coming together? Does everyone like write their own parts? Or?
Dom is quite a whiz on his old laptop on Logic, and they do a lot of demos that way.
Yeah.
Three of the guys live together, so they sort of at any time it can come from a guitar riff or a lyric or whatever, and they can just like put down ideas straight away. I mean, there's a few tracks that already we're happy with for album two.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're not gonna waste any time.
Right? Nothing but Thieves, right? That's probably one of my favourite band names like ever. Like, it's actually such a cool name. I just wanted to know who like thought of the name, or was it like someone give it to you, or
it was before my time, they already had the band name before I got there. But we always make up a reason as to why we're called Nothing But Thieves. I can't tell you the real thing. It's just silly. I know where it's from. I know the secret. But I can't leak that. I can't leak that information, man. That's serious. Yeah. It's gonna be a really good summer. Really, really good festivals like all around the world. Go back to Japan again. Summer Sonic Festival. We did it last year, and. We're going back this year, which apparently is quite rare for a band to go back again. But we have like, we actually have quite a bit of a fan base in Japan, which is an amazing thing. But so going there is going to be good. Radiohead are headlining. So on the day that we open up the main stage, and then they are headlining it. So it's going to be the most ridiculous day. But yeah, so that's going to be amazing.
So what do you prefer, like your own shows or like festivals or?
I love the festival vibe. It's just like, you get up there, you do your half an hour, but the rest of it, like, it's just like a bit of pie. I mean, we used to always go to festivals anyway. I used to always go to Reading and Leeds. So, you know, it's just like being a punter again. You know what I mean? Like, just get the shades on and then I go and watch some music. But I do prefer doing our own shows. That's a lot more me. The sweet clubs that I'm on. We're all quite, we're really lucky, the five of us, like we're like family, like, and we're very, very close, and it shows in like the crazy shit that we have to do. Like we're as I said, we were in Manchester, played our own show at the Ritz, and then the next day we flew to Houston, did the show. Next day we flew back, got a connection to Glasgow, played with Muse at the Hydro, and like that's a lot to do in a few days, and like. We all know how lucky we are, and we're quite focused, and there's never any bickering or anything like that. We're all really
so no one ever falls out, no one argues over anything.
No, we're all pretty good. There's five of us, so there's like there's enough that we can all, and we just know our own. We know we need our own space sometimes, and you know, sharing hotel rooms with people and stuff with me. Sometimes you want a bit of privacy.
So during tour, I'm guessing like you're not always like playing music and practicing. Like, what are you guys doing like your downtime and whatnot? Sleep.
A few of us sleep. A few of us go out. Tend to go out for dinners a lot. taking up bowling recently. I don't know. That's a thing.
I suck at bowling. I am so bad at it.
Bowling does suck. Yeah. But then we got asked to go bowling with Muse in Brussels. So that's it was them and their production team and then us.
Who won?
Oh, there's actually the guy in the lane next to us, and. Yeah, no, it's just a dumb sport. Like, I don't know if you can even call it a sport, but you know, it was good to go and meet them. Really nice guys, and it was a lot of fun.
So obviously, Muse have a lot more experience than you guys at this whole band thing. Have they taught you anything? Any gems? Any like really good advice?
No, I mean, okay, the best advice is just watching them play. Like, just seeing how they do it. Like, they have the. They actually have a bit of a similar thing to us, where they'll. They add bits into songs, and they'll do little jams and stuff, and little solos, and it all just makes for a bigger experience. And like, we did that already, but then watching them do it, we're kind of like, oh, you know, that's really cool to do those little things. And we add in bits as we go. Yeah, there'll be like an extension in Honey Whiskey, or like the end of Bound Music's like been extended now, and like we just sort of play around with the songs. Those will just get boring for us.
So I'm guessing that some music will make you guys a better band, like just touring with them.
Well, yeah, just by actually just playing, just by getting up there and doing it. But obviously the thing is, it's been a 360 stage.
Yeah.
They've been building their own thing, so it's been fucking weird to all be facing away from each other. It's all been quite a weird experience, but it's been fun.
Oh, thank you for sitting down with me, man. It's been great.
You're welcome. What a pleasure.